broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
And a great good day to you from lovely Hawaii. It's going to be a little cloudy today with some rain. It's going to make everything beautiful and green and give us drinking water. We'll have scattered showers on the leeward side. So if you want to go play a round of golf, like let's say over at Kapolei, you'd like that 1207. That would probably be the least wet place to play because we're going to have locally heavy rainfall possible in the afternoon. The high between 83 and 88. The winds are easterly, 15 to 20 miles an hour, and there's some possible thunder showers in the forecast over the next few days. At least that's in someone's forecast that I heard. So, you know, just be prepared. If you hear anything rumbling out there, grab your clubs and get inside, or don't grab your clubs, because I saw this little boy running around in a rainstorm with an umbrella, and he was hit by a lightning. It was just amazing. He was in his front yard and zapped by a lightning bolt. He was fine, but it's amazing. Lightning will find that metal. Okay, LPGA. Michelle Wee did very nicely back from all of the problems she's had recently, including the appendix surgery. She finished T16, but the real big story on the LPGA and in golf, just period, we could have the first number one player in the world from China. And her name is Shanshan Feng, and she is, she won Blue Bay by one stroke over Moira Jutanagarn. So Aria did okay. She was also T16, but the sisters kind of switched positions, it seems. Last year, Aria could do no wrong, and this year she can't play the way she was expected to continue her performance, and Moira, her sister, is doing so well. We've got a great lineup today for you. Matt Janella, host Golf Channel's Morning Drive, Travel Insider. He is the expert, travel expert, golf course specialist, and he'll be with us. And so will TJ Asakikua, the co-owner of the Aloha Golf Center. You're like, who? TJ Kua. He got married and now he has a hyphenated name and it's TJ Asakikua. Alex Myers and Bob Foreman will be with us. But first, we are going to thank the people who make this show possible.
The Golf Club, brought to you by Allen Nakata and Associates, the pre-Social Security and Social Security recipient specialists on Oahu and Maui. The team will help you and your parents avoid problems before they come up. That's Allen Nakata, 548-7526. Futura Stone. Futura Stone's master craftsmen can turn your building, warehouse, showroom, or your home project into artwork. Futura Stone, only the best. And by Claude Brousseau, master PGA professional, two-time Aloha Section PGA Teacher of the Year, Vision 54 coach, Aimpoint certified, and Golf Channel lead coach. You need a lesson with Claude Brousseau. Creative Plumbing. Whether a building, shopping center, store, a custom home, or townhouse, a new build, renovation, or repair, call Creative Plumbing because it has to be done right. Creative Plumbing. And by Raynor Doors, the overhead door used to protect the Lamborghini showroom. Provide lasting security and safety for your business, your home, Raynor Doors.
Matt Janella, Golf Channel's travel expert, host Morning Drive, covering courses, resorts, for avid amateurs. For Golf Channel, of course, his reviews, you can find his reviews. He writes, of course, golfadvisor.com. He was senior travel editor for Golf Digest and Golf World. I think it was 10 years. Welcome into the clubhouse, Matty G.
Always a pleasure.
And he's now daddy.
Oh, no.
How's Bandon?
6 months old tomorrow.
It's a wonderful age. Gosh.
Yeah, he's doing great. He's been on 51 planes. He's been to 16 states. He's got a passport stamped to Mexico. He's rambling.
And he can't walk yet. And that's the beauty. At 6 months, they can sit up. They smile a lot. They're really right there, but they can't travel like with their feet yet. So you don't have to chase them around the house. All right. One of the big stories that I saw on Matt Janella's, he has a Twitter. It's Matt Janella Matt Janella GC, okay, on Twitter. And I saw something. Matt Janella was doing the top buddies trip destinations this week. And Gary Player sent a tweet saying, hey, Matt Janella, if you would like to take us, we've got this great destination in South Africa. And I think a guy in a black outfit would be happy to. That was amazing. Matt Janella, are you going to go to South Africa?
I hope so.
Yeah.
It's definitely on top of my personal bucket list. I've heard and read and seen so much about golf and trips and golf and safari trips combined into one, which is what I would love to do. So hopefully that would be a nice box to check in 2018.
Yeah, well, Gary Player saying that, you know, I mean, that I was like, wow. Gary Player says, I'll join you.
Yeah, it's a little private airport right here in Orlando. If I'm available, I'll be there bag packed. If he wants to come scoop me up, I'm in.
That's it. He's ready. A couple of big stories this week, and I want to go to a place. I think you spent a lot of time there. The Ryder Cup being played in 2028 at the Olympic Club in San Francisco. Wasn't that one of your home turfs for a while?
I'm born and raised in Northern California, Santa Rosa. So, and I went to college at St. Mary's College in Moraga, California, not too far from San Francisco. And my dad was raised in San Francisco, and so ties to that. And my grandparents were actually social members of the Olympic Club. Growing up, we'd spent Christmases every year at the Olympic Club having dinner with big table of Janellas. It was a lot of memories, but happy for Olympic Club. I'm also happy for the PGA of America. I think it's a great venue for them. Big name, and we're starting to see this this kind of a flag of allegiance flying for big name clubs, being whether it's USGA or PGA of America. Pebble really aligning itself and has always been with the USGA. And I think that left room for the Olympic Club to go to PGA of America. I think it happened at Baltusrol, where obviously Baltusrol is now emerging as a PGA of America venue and Wingfoot is a USGA venue. In these pockets of great golf, I think clubs are being asked to kind of decide who, you know, which tent pole of the game do you want to be with, and it's all shaking out. I think, and again, in the long run, I think it's good for golf. It's good, certainly good for PGA of America.
PGA of America, huge, getting the Olympic Club. The significance of all of this maneuvering, is there something underneath the deeper politics going on?
Always, right?
Right, yes. But can we plumb the depths?
Well, I mean, Pete Pavakwa,
re-upped, right? He's been re-upped for the position.
But he goes back to the USGA. He worked at the USGA, and it's not really any secret that he wanted the job that Mike Davis got. He left. He went to sort of the agency side, and then came back to the PGA of America. And I think. Deep down, he loves, I think, competition breeds excellence, and I think Pete still looks at it as, you know, an opportunity to kind of, I don't know, one-up the USGA, but just kind of continue to level the playing field between these two entities.
Absolutely, and it used to be the PGA Tour and the PGA of America being sort of head-to-head about who's going to be what and doing, and the USGA coming in there sort of above those two saying, no, we're the dominant forces here. And now the three are kind of playing more on an equal playing field, or pushing each other to elevate their game, finding better places.
Yeah, absolutely. Growth. Bethpage is another one that was USGA venue and now has since become a PGA venue. And and Grow the Game initiatives, I think the PGA of America is also one up to the USGA, I think, with the PGA Junior Leagues. I think the PGA of America really asserted itself, getting behind something that actually is having a big difference in the growth of the game. And, I still think, and I've said this before, as we've watched the growth of youth on course, which originated out of Northern California Golf Association, now in 19 different state associations across the country, I still think the USGA, that's a perfect fit for them, this, you know, real grassroots Grow the Game initiative that is having an impact. USGA needs something like that, and youth on course is an obvious choice for them. They got plenty of money, and it would be a great little PR move for them on so many levels, and I think everybody would win.
Ryder Cup in San Francisco is a huge win for us in Hawaii because it's so accessible. It's a fabulous place. People love to go to San Francisco if they don't go to Vegas. It's only 11 years away, so it's lots of time to make plans. And I was just making some inquiries via Google, and I found that you have a best courses to play in San Francisco list back from, I think it was 3 or 4 years ago. So you may have changed it, but you listed, you know, places we could play while going to the Ryder Cup because you want to play some golf too. Presidio, Glen Eagles, Lincoln Park, and Pasatiempo. Do they still stand up?
Yeah, and then Harding Park it was probably top of that list. San Francisco is a cool city in that you can play golf right in the city. And Harding Park is one of those places. It's got a little 9-hole course, as well as hosted WGCs and tour events. And, Harding Park is one of the, one of the great municipals in the country. And it's classic, you know, golf in the Northern California. And it's right across the street from Olympic Club. So it's a great experience, and then you build around that. And if you go about an hour outside of the city, Pasatiempo, Alistair McKenzie, and my top 10 public courses in the country list, phenomenal golf, not a bad hole, an amazing experience with great history, another cool setting right kind of in Santa Cruz. You're not going to go wrong in San Francisco.
It's awesome.
Weekend,
yeah. So I was watching this video, and this is Matt Janella, Golf Channel's travel expert. He talked about playing golf in the city. What was it like putting down Lombard Street? I was a little worried about the people below.
I think we broke a law actually doing that. That was not good. We got in and got out of there.
Is that why you hopped on the cable car?
Yeah. but Lincoln Park is a great mention here for golf in San Francisco on the back nine. I think it's the 17th hole, the 17th tee. You get an amazing view of the Golden Gate Bridge, and probably have seen pictures of guys hitting tee shots with the bridge, which seemingly is right off their shoulders. It's a pretty cool picture spot and it's real affordable golf. So. Kind of a funky experience, but also great history there, going back to Ken Venturi and some of the other great names in Northern California golf.
It's been fun listening to you and watching Golf Channel. You know, I don't always get to see the television screen because I'm busy getting ready for work in the morning when I'm watching Morning Drive on Golf Channel. But listening to, you're talking about your top 10 buddies list destinations. And Myrtle Beach came in 10. Robert Trent Jones Trail came in 9. Northern Michigan came in 8. I thought that was interesting. Northern Michigan coming into the 4. Tell us about that.
Well, there's great, great, great buddy spots there in Arcadia Bluffs and Forest Dunes. And Arcadia Bluffs is adding a second course. Forest Dunes just added a second course. And then... So those are kind of those anchor what I think are two really, really good buddies trip options. And then you've got Treetops, the signature course there. They got a bunch of courses at Treetops. And they're working on kind of updating their lodging and experience. But I do like Treetops signature course, and I do like Treetops, the par 3 course. So Rick Smith designed past host of par 3 tournaments on ESPN, cool spot.
Cool spot. And what is the loop? You mentioned that this morning.
Oh, yeah. Well, that was the second course built at Forest Dunes by Tom Doak can actually be played in two directions. So 18 greens that can be attacked from a variety of directions with two very distinctly different routings at Forest Dunes. So they kind of added two courses, really. And they got great cottages, a great buddy's trip experience out there.
Excellent.
And all super affordable. I mean, Northern Michigan is you get insane value there. So, and beautiful setting for 5 months a year.
That's one thing that you brought up about Myrtle Beach, Robert Trent Jones Trail, Northern Michigan, and Austin, Texas. And I like what you added there. You said that there's a lot to do in addition to golf in Austin.
Yeah, well, buddy's trip, so in some cases, has so much more to do than just the golf. And different buddy's trips have different agendas. And if you're looking for, you know, sort of golf by day and a lot of other things by, you know, late afternoon and night, that's where Austin and places like Scottsdale really deliver. Not every buddy's trip wants to play 36 a day. So what are you doing afterwards? Well, you know, in Austin, you've got music, you got music festivals. Austin City Limits is a trip that I made there and sort of golf by day, the festival by night, which was fantastic. You got Texas football, you got and food. So
and food.
Just general culture. I mean,
yes.
You know, Austin's just a great city. You get all of that. Barton Creek is a great hub for buddy's trips there.
Yeah, you mentioned Barton Creek, Wolf Dancer, Lions Muni. In Scottsdale, I couldn't help, I loved Whirlwind at Wild Horse Pass, the Devil's Claw and Cattail courses. I was just in love. Of course, I rode a horse across part of that stretch of land because I'd never been in the desert and I didn't want to walk. I was afraid of snakes, but I was there in February. They told me not to worry about snakes.
Nice.
They're still sleeping. So that from there, you go from Scottsdale. May I mention the last, it's on Twitter. I guess I can. You're going to break it down tomorrow. It's Kohler, Sea Island, Pebble Beach, Pinehurst, and then Bandon Dunes. It gets a little more pricey the higher up we go, doesn't it?
Well, that's usually the case.
Yes.
Yeah, when something's the best,
yes.
You know.
Yes.
If I said on air this week, if this was a best value list, then Northern Michigan, which is number 8 on my list, and Robert Trent Jones Trail, which is number 9 on my list, and Myrtle Beach, which is number 10 on the list, would actually be 1, 2, and 3 on the top value destinations for buddy's trips in America. And then, that's what this list was, the best. And like I said, when you're getting the best, you usually end up paying a little bit more for it. There is, you know, value if you go to the best. If you look at shoulder season specials, Bandon Dunes really bottoms out their rates during the winter. And if you live within a 5-hour drive, like a lot of people do in, say, Portland or Eugene, people can really benefit from those and take, you know, in-state buddy's trips, which a lot of people do to places like Bandon.
That's awesome. I was looking for your, didn't you go into a cenote in Mayakoba where the OHL Mayakoba Classic is being played now? Patrick Rogers, Ricky Fowler, Patton Kazare are all playing. And I couldn't find the video of you actually going down into the cenote.
I did, yeah. Well, they have cenotes at Mayakoba on the golf course, but the one I went to was about probably an hour drive outside of Cancun, and it would be an amazing facility. They allow you to rappel into these cenotes that are, you know, these ones are all filled with water, and you actually end up swimming in one of the cenotes. I believe it was Mayan religion believed that cenotes was the path to another life. As I said in the piece, you know, I actually like this life, so I'll swim, but I don't want to take it any further than that. You know, I'm good right now.
I want to come back up.
Yeah, I'm good.
So
yeah,
I got to come back up so that Matt Ginella, Golf Channel's travel expert, and can go to Hogshead Golf Club and the redesign by Robert Trent Jones Jr. Waterville, Ireland, County Kerry, the Ring of Kerry. I mean, That is one of the most spectacular places to play golf on the planet. Am I right?
Yeah, absolutely. Southwest coast of Ireland is, to me, the top three buddy strip destinations in the world. If a lot of people have done it, and very few have regretted. And it's a great variety, great people, great culture, great settings. The list goes on and on. In Waterville has always been one of those top true links experiences in Ireland. It's but where it's positioned, and in a little town of less than 500, it's been kind of it's one of those drive-by experiences, not unlike Old Head. People don't hunker down in Waterville and then do a buddy's trip based there. They might stay a night, very rarely too, if at all. If you stay a night at all, you play it and then you move on to the next leg of the race. But I think with the addition of Hogshead, as you said, a Robert Trent Jones Jr. Design that's literally 4 miles from Waterville, up on a knoll. It's a difficult piece of property. It's going to be more windy than anything that at Waterville. So whatever Waterville is, it'll probably be 10 more miles, blustery at Hogshead up on the knoll. And it's three distinct golf experiences. The first 6 or 7 holes is along a river, and then the next 6 holes are up on the bluff, and then the last 6 holes are kind of out on the coast. Kind of generalizing, but that's the gist of it. And it's beautiful, and it's going to bring a lot more people to Waterville, and people are going to stay for more than 1 or 1.5 nights on their trip. And I think it really makes Waterville a big player in this, two-course hub in the southwest coast of Ireland.
It's wonderful. Did you go?
I did, yeah. I've spent a lot of time in Waterville because I go to the father-son tournament every year hosted by Carr Golf in Ireland, which is an amazing event. They have a father-daughter and a father a son event every summer that's growing in popularity and stature. And it's one of those cool little, sub grow the game initiatives, the promotion of these kind of events and tournaments. So, and I think everybody's been talking about Hogshead and the emergence of this place. And they are going to have a little outside play, but the private model is also that's kind of throwing some people off in Ireland. So they're going to be always kind of grappling with, the accessibility factor. And to be honest with you, I don't think that's, the owners are two very wealthy guys from New York, and they're going to play it their way, and we'll see how it shakes out.
That's interesting that you bring that up, the private element to it. That in the UK, for the most part, I mean, even some of the great clubs allowed allowed public access at times. And having a strictly private club, could I play this course, or is it completely closed?
Well, it's a private course that will allow up to 3,000 outside rounds. And how they divvy up those 3,000 outside rounds is, I still think it's a work in progress, how and when and what they allow in terms of outside play. So, that's the way it's been explained to me, and I do think it's still a work in progress.
Gotcha.
But just the idea that it's not totally clear as to how and when, the greatest thing about golf in the UK is that we all get access to the great courses, mm-hmm. From Royal County down and Birkdale and, all these great courses. You actually get access, Lahinch, Waterville for that matter. I mean, there are members, but you pretty much have access to the course at almost all times. And if you're not being one of those courses or facilities in Ireland, I don't know how it's going to be received.
Interesting. Finally, realistic expectations for Tiger Woods is one of the notes that I wrote on my sheet here. What are your thoughts on Tiger Woods' decision to play in his Hero World Challenge coming up not too far from now.
Well, you know, as you know, sort of, you know, travel and lifestyle is obviously my expertise. I'm also a fan of the game in general, and it's hard to not be a fan of the game and not be rooting for Tiger Woods. I, at the base of it all, I'm rooting for him just to have actual health in which he can, you know, be a normal human being going forward. He's a young guy, you know, and it's not comfortable to watch him struggle physically. So I just hope we don't see that. I hope we get to see him play golf with his kids. I hope to get I hope he can take buddies trips until, you know, the later years of his life. That's at the base of it. Now, if he comes back and he's healthy and he plays on the PGA Tour and just shows up, that's amazing. Awesome for the game. And I'd be happy for him because I know that would make him happy. I hope he can, you know, I think if Tiger's healthy, I think he contends. That's just, you know.
We are of like mind. We are of, yes. Yeah. 79 wins, 14 majors. Yes. And yet he.
Arguably the greatest of all time. We've seen how many guys disappear and come back to the game and win again, even after physical ailments, that are far less the golfer than Tiger Woods. You know, that you could take, you know, Patty Harrington and Davis Love and Tom Watson and Ernie Els and, you know, Justin Rose, for that matter. You know, Darren Clark out of nowhere wins a major. All these guys came from nowhere to win later on in their careers, you know, and, you know, Davis Love's case after significant next. And why can't Tiger Woods?
Thank you very much. This is Matt Ginella, Golf Channel's travel expert, host of Morning Drive, covering courses, resorts, avid amateurs for Golf Channel. And you can find his reviews at golfadvisor.com. Thank you so much for being on the show, Matt Ginella. You coming to Hawaii this year?
Not this year. Not for the first time in like 15 years. I'll be missing Christmas in Hawaii. Just too much going on, and the family here has gotten too big too fast. You know, it impacts the holiday travels for sure. I'm actually really looking forward to just staying home this year for Christmas.
I don't blame you. With all the kids, you know, and just being able to have a Christmas tree and the presents and doing the regular stuff.
I've never had a Christmas tree. I've always traveled. I've never personally had a Christmas tree in my house ever. Isn't that amazing?
Yes, that is amazing. And now you have four children and a beautiful wife, and I can just see it. I'm picturing a fabulous holiday Christmas time and a fabulous new year. Can't wait to talk to you again. Thank you so much.
Aloha to everybody in Hawaii. Take care, Daniel.
You too, Matt. We'll be back after this. We're going to take a trip to the Aloha Golf Center. It is Hawaii's number one destination for club fitting and all the things that you need about your golf clubs. So it's also one of Nevada's number one destinations with TJ Asaki Kua right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens. Your plumbing can't wait. And it doesn't matter if your restaurant line broke at 10 a.m. or your building hot water heater blew up at midnight. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or high-rise, retail store, or home, you need your job done now, done right. That 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing, 841-2837. Your experts on call.
After a year of searching, I found the perfect building for my new 30,000-foot showroom and office. I asked the architect what to do about the flooring. She just smiled and said, call Futurastone. They can turn a dirty, bumpy slab into a work of art. Super low maintenance, yet tough as nails. It's not paint. It's polished concrete, as seen in Architectural Digest. Call Futurastone at 841-7433. It needs to be done right, on time, and on budget.
There's nothing like a good round of golf. Want to have more fun and play better? golf easier with the coaching of master PGA teaching professional Claude Brousseau. Claude will simplify your game, scratch golfer or just beginner. As a two-time Aloha Section PGA Teacher of the Year, now with the Ko'olina Golf Academy, you will get great results and improve. Call Claude at 808-870-1422 or email him at claudeforbestgolf@gmail.com. That's Claude Brousseau at 808-870-1422. Have more fun and stop buying lunches for your group.
Yeah, yeah, a mongoose stole my ball. What's the rule on that?
Let's get back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
In just about a half an hour at the OHL Classic at Mayakoba, they're going to do an announcement to say whether or not they're going to be able to play any more golf because there's some weather rolling in. And we're going to have kind of a frequent shower, windward and Mauka area kind of day with scattered showers on the leeward side, and locally heavy showers in the afternoon in particular. And the easterlies are 15 to 20 miles an hour. Help you figure out what direction that wind is coming from so you can plan your next shot. TJ Asakikua, co-owner, director of instruction, club fitter, and builder, Aloha Golf Center, Golf Digest's America's Best Club Fitters, top 100 list, starred as best in Hawaii and in Nevada because there's an Aloha Golf Center both here in Hawaii where everything started and one in Las Vegas. Welcome into the clubhouse, TJ.
Hey, thanks for having me, Danielle.
Absolutely. And I know a lot of people are confused because they looked at me at, when I came into the control room and I said, TJ Asakikua is going to be my guest. And they said, who? So you got married and you guys hyphenated your name.
Yeah, we got married back in July.
That is so cool. That is excellent. So everybody, TJ Asakikua is the director of instruction. He's the 2016 Hawaii State Open champion, the 2017 Ka'anapali Pro Pro champion, the 2017 Mid-Pack Open came in second in 2017. But in 2013 at Mid-Pacific Country Club, he won the Open. He broke the course record with a 62 on that par 72. Wow. What a day that must have been for you. Can you recall that when you're playing?
Not really. It's kind of a little bit of a blur now. I can tell you the putts that I missed coming in, but a lot of the good stuff that happened is one of those things where you're on cruise control and your mind's not, thinking about anything else and things just are working.
You know, that is so cool that you should say that because I hear that from so many guys who shoot 59, you know, or they're on 59 watch. And when they talk to them later, it's like, I don't know. I don't remember.
Yeah. You want to be in the zone, but it's almost like you're just not there.
It's you are when you can't remember anything, right? You're just like, just playing and you're not thinking too much. You're just this is going to sound dumb, being the ball, you know, it's just being the game. It's really hard to describe. Must have been fun. TJ Asakikua turned professional in the summer of 2012 after a number of victories, including the 2009 Manoa Cup, the 2010 Hawaii State Amateur, and he played in the 2010 Sony Open. Okay, gonna ask you again about what it was like back in 2010 when you're playing with the professionals. Did you learn a lot watching those guys?
You learn a lot watching them. I learned a lot in college playing with a lot of guys who are now on top in the world. But you learn a lot about yourself. You put yourself under a lot of pressure. It's not every day you're teeing it up and, you know, there's ropes surrounding you and a bunch of those things going on. So you learn a lot about yourself under that kind of pressure and how you handle it and the kind of game plan that you should have going forth, knowing somewhat what it takes to, you know, play under that kind of pressure.
Did your uncle, David Ishii, want to give you instruction or some, did he just kind of shepherd you through your career and talk to you about that Wild Eye Country Club play?
Specifically about Sony, not so much, but I did seek him out in high school at some time. He was still avidly playing in Japan and I had to kind of wait my turn for him to semi-retire where I could sneak some instruction in. But from about my junior in high school, you know, up until this day, if I need some sort of help, he's my go-to person. There's nobody else that has the knowledge locally that I can, you know, pick up my phone and just give them a call. As far as playing at the highest level.
Absolutely. Yeah. And he's still teaching. So that's fantastic. It's a lot of people don't realize since the foundation is still supporting the Hawaii High School Championship that, the Ishii family bringing the golf finals to four really had a huge impact on junior golf, just in general, period. And that was huge. And then we don't see David until some like the Mid Pacific Country Club rolls around, and all of a sudden he's like third at the top of the leaderboard, and he's on. You would technically get a senior, you know. He's really.
I still remember. I don't know what's the one that people on, but Wes Wilderwood asked me that Saturday night. He said, "Look at the leaderboard and tell me who you think's going to win." And I think Uncle David must have been four or six strokes back, and knowing how tough the course was playing, I was like, well, there's nobody else on this in the top five of this leaderboard that has any experience playing Sunday on a really tough course. And sure enough, he ended up coming back and winning. And I think Wes kind of laughed at me, and he's like, yeah, I mean, I have no valid reason for picking that, but other than maybe he's my uncle, but it just seemed fit that he would come back in that kind of tournament.
Yeah. Yeah, in addition to the fact that he does know how to play under pressure, in bad conditions, on a tough course, with a stimp meter, you know, that's running crazy, as the Mid-Pacific Open is wont to do. They just love making it tough over there. And that's great. Do you enjoy that when the superintendent of golf challenges you? Because after all, you're playing against the course.
Yeah, it's my favorite tournament of the year by far. It's just interesting because one year you can play it one way and the next year he'll change it on you. And that's what the best part of Mid-Pac Open. You want to say the greens are going to be firm, fast. You know, if he gets those greens to that fast and that firm, the rough is usually pretty friendly. And then the opposite, you show up there the week of and you see the greens aren't, you know, they're really fast, but they're also a little bit receptive. The rough is probably 4 inches long, 5 inches long. And so the demand, all of a sudden you're thinking, okay, my driver's not going to be in high demand, but I got to be precise with my iron so I can play those greens. And you show up and the ball disappears in the rough. And all of a sudden, oh, my driver needs to be in the fairway.
Yeah, yeah. I just have to change. When they say, are you going to change your game plan? The answer would be yes.
Yeah. You never go in fully set.
Yeah. So now it's so cool having the Aloha Golf Center be Golf Digest America's Best Club Fitters, Top 100 list, and starred as best Hawaii and Nevada. What accolades, huge accomplishment. That when I spoke with Joey Tadeo, and I said, you know, because I asked you what, I know you're a co-owner, I know you're the director of instruction, but because you told me so, but you are also a club fitter and a club builder. So if I come to you for instruction, would you then, you know, will you help me build the proper clubs for my game?
Yeah, absolutely. If I see something is off in the set that you have or in the drive you have, whatever it may be, if there's something I can do that can, anything that I can do to make the game better, the more knowledge that I can gain. You know, thankfully, Joey took me under his wing and taught me all about club fitting and club building. Any little thing that I can gain an edge to help anybody enjoy the game as much as I have in my life, I would gladly do so.
That's excellent. Because that's a lot of our game is, you know, the degrees of loft and how much that'll change how you approach the game. You don't even know that you may need a 9, which means you're really much better than you thought you were because you're playing with a 10.5. Right?
I mean, you can almost end up playing a losing battle if you're not really sure what you're using and what's going on. But we're still kind of in that age where we're learning. I think I still get a lot of customers, a lot of friends come in asking questions about what they need and why it needs this and why it does that. And we're still learning a lot of stuff about equipment and how it can affect our game, even down to the point where even the shafts are changing every year. And it's something that 10, 15 years ago wasn't really an idea. We had a graphite shaft for weight and we had a steel shaft for iron. And that's kind of all it did. And all of a sudden we can make the same shaft go high, make the same shaft go low. And it changes the game quite a bit.
It's my premise that the actual most important part of the golf club is the shaft.
In today's game, yeah, I agree with that statement. Club heads are, with USGA's confinement on how fast the balls can come off the face, the design control, a lot of clubs perform really well. Knowing that, depending on the person, a certain shaft is going to work better than another one. So if, you know, you go out and play with your friend, you hit his driver, and you're like, oh, how come I don't hit it as far as you do? You know, it's the same exact thing. Well, chances are maybe you just need something a little slightly different. And the same exact head, we put in a different shaft, all of a sudden it'll gain you that distance that your friend had with that same driver.
It's really important to remember that the shaft is the whip. And the whip controls how that head is going to come in contact with the ball. And this is also, of course, based on the premise that you're actually going to hit the sweet spot and that your game is really good. Because at some point, really expensive shafts, could it hurt the recreational player?
The way I look at it is sort of investment. What are you looking to get out of your shaft? How often do you play? Obviously, guys, even if they're average professional, but they play every week or two, three times a week, they'll enjoy something that, you know, high end and that feels better, that gives them that nice smooth swing. But even coming down to your comment about making contact, we've done a little research. When you put in a shaft that doesn't fit you properly at all, it's really hard to make good contact. And I think a lot of us will blame, well, that was just a bad swing, whatever it may be, but then we'll put in a different shaft that actually fits properly, and all of a sudden the center of club face is much easier to hit. So there's some truth in matching the swing to the kick points as well.
Yeah, and I'm talking with TJ Kua. He's TJ Asaki Kua. He's co-owner and director of instruction, club fitter and builder, Aloha Golf Center. Golf Digest, America's best club fitters, top 100 list, both starred as best here in Hawaii and in Nevada. Of course, he's also a champion golfer, he was varsity for 4 years in high school. Oh, that kind of gives you an idea of how young he was when he started. He was just varsity for 4 years, you know? He was team captain, junior and senior year, graduated Kamehameha Schools, went on to graduate of UH Manoa, played on the golf team there, won several conference awards, including 5 top 10 finishes, 1 individual title. He's teaching now. Okay, so you get the benefit of all of the competitive information that TJ Asaki Kua has in his brain. Except, of course, that moment when he shot the 62 and he can't really remember too much. But you have all of that, knowing how to play under pressure. And it's his teaching style. When I went to AlohaGolfCenter.com, my goal, he said, with every golf swing, including my own, is to keep it simple and repeatable. God, I love that.
Yeah, the search for the perfect golf swing is great, but all in all, when it comes down to it, it's got to be as repeatable as possible. I would gladly be a little less optimal, but if I'm doing it 90% of the time, I'll take it.
Yeah. He also goes on to say, I believe each person is different. I like to build a swing that is easy for the individual to understand while still achieving the right mechanics and results. And those right mechanics are, you know, the basics, I imagine, but you also must take the body into consideration of the person who's walking through the door.
Absolutely. Don't push them too far. Yeah, when I give them, I'd like to tell my lessons, you know, there's several different ways I can learn the same motion I'm trying to, you know, translate over to you. And eventually just I'll throw a different phrase out there, we'll try another one, and all of a sudden one click. You know, some people can control their hips a little better, some people control their shoulders better, their hands. Whatever it may be, there's something that just clicks a little bit better with each person.
And that's really important. So he can see that. And they're really easy to find. TJ Asaki Kua is co-owner, director of instruction, club fitter and builder. It's Aloha Golf Center. It's go down Dillingham Boulevard, where they used to have the old DMZ where you go get your driver's license and all that stuff, and then you make a left. What is the name of the street?
We're on Kalani Street. The right. Address is on Kalani Street, but it's Dillingham and I think it's Coho.
Coho.
Goes along the canal.
Yeah, right along the canal. Not the first one. So if you're coming from Honolulu side, you go down Dillingham and you go across the canal, make the first left. Then you just continue along there and you'll see the two rows of two-story business buildings, and they're on the second floor. And it's really comfortable. It's very spacious. And there's everything that you, you know, you can get re-gripped. Do get re-gripped. It is so important. You'll be surprised how nice your club feels. It's like, wow, this is how it's supposed to feel. I remember this. No wonder I couldn't hold on to it anymore. Oh, dear. TJ Kua, thanks so much. TJ Asaki Kua. It's going to be a couple of, you know, couple of times. You got to be on the air with me again. TJ Asaki Kua, co-owner, director of instruction, club fitter and builder, Aloha Golf Center. Thanks for being on with me.
Thanks for having me, Danielle. Have a good weekend.
You too. Aloha. We're going to come back and we're going to find out what he's buying, what he's selling, and what he's grinding. Actually, it's one of my favorite columns. It's Golf Digest's The Grind. Alex Myers, senior writer of Golf Digest magazine, is up next. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
What do the finest homes in Hawaii have in common? Many of them trusted Rainer Hawaii Overhead Doors to provide a truly unique garage door on their home. Call Rainer today and beautify your home with a striking aluminum and glass door that will make your home stand out. Or choose a custom wood design that will be only yours. You have seen our beautiful doors on your neighbors' homes. Get a Rainer door of your own. Call 676-DOOR. That's 676-3667, Rainer, Hawaii.
We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens, your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your restaurant's water line broke at 10 a.m. or your building's hot water heater blew up at midnight. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or high-rise, retail store, or home, you need your job done now, done right. Your 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing!
841-2837.
Your experts on call.
Wow, what a beautiful day. Let's go back in the clubhouse and listen to Danielle Tucker.
Alex Myers, senior writer, Golf Digest magazine. Welcome into the clubhouse.
How's it going?
Good. How are you? You're going to another wedding?
I am. I'm in D.C. for a wedding, but it's just as cold here as it is in New York. It's amazing. All of a sudden, winter came, and in one day, we've had such great weather lately, but man, it is freezing all of a sudden. I'm sure you're having great weather out there as always.
We are, actually. There's a wedding at Poipu Bay, Golf Course. Yes, so they're shutting it down. I think it's 11 o'clock. They're closing the course at 11 o'clock for a wedding.
Yeah. Pretty early.
But after noon, you will be able to play the 7-hole dash. That's the 1 through 7. Okay, that's the first 7 holes. But the back of the course, that's reserved for the wedding. You know, I was wondering.
Wow.
But isn't this like the second or third? Every time I've asked, hey, Alex, do you have time to be on the show? I got a wedding.
I know. It's crazy. And those are it's really not like I'm going to one every weekend. But yes, every time you happen to ask me, that is the situation. It's weird. It's one of my wife's best friends from high school. So happy to be here. But
that's great.
It's not like I'd be out playing golf anyway today. So that
not
in
these
out.
Not these frigid conditions.
No, I don't play once it gets really under 60 degrees. I'm really weak when it comes to playing in bad weather. I really like the hot temperatures. I've been lucky this year because it's kind of stayed about 65, 70 a little longer than normal. But
That might have been my last round last week.
Well, you got to come over to the Century Tournament of Champions at Kapalua on Maui, okay? Make it this year. You can play the Bay Course. You can play over all these different courses that are on Maui and enjoy the Plantation Course. And they've got everything's fabulous. They need, by the way, they need volunteers. So get in touch with the folks. Go to PGA. Just put in your Google. Put Century Tournament of Champions. It'll take you straight to the page. It says volunteers. Click there. We need marshals and we need drivers. And I need to find out how in the world the boomers beat the millennials in the Golf Digest Sites Cup.
We had to let them win. No, I'm just kidding. They played fantastic golf. My partner and I, Joel, we felt like we let the team down. We got shut out. It's a fun format. It's a two-man scramble or two-woman-and-man scramble and two-person scramble, I should say. Mm-hmm. And 1 point for the front nine, 1 point for the back nine, 1 point overall. So there's 3 points in each match, and we got shut out. We got the donut. And that's what really, if we had just been able to get a half on one of the sides even, that would have been enough to tie the whole thing. And if you get to retain the cup, it's like the Ryder Cup. So since we won last year, all we had to do was tie. And we lost 11 to 10, so it was pretty heartbreaking. We've been hearing about it in the office since, that's for sure.
Yeah, there's probably a big sign on your desk.
Yes, there are. There's signs everywhere. In fact, this year, I got to give them credit. The older folk, they came up with some great posters, pre-tournament posters, kind of making fun of us. They had all our heads on. I don't know if you saw it. There was this viral thing of a guy wrapped in bubble wrap, and he said, "I'm fragile. I'm a millennial." And they put our heads on all of them and came up with little funny sayings and everything. And so it was pretty funny. It's all around our conference room. So it's a lot of fun. It's a cool event. Unfortunately, we lost this year, but we'll be back.
Next year. There's always next year. Okay.
That's right.
Speaking of we'll be back, okay, this is Alex Myers, senior writer over at Golf Digest. You know, they do have fun. And Alex has a great time, I'm sure, doing The Grind. That's the name of his column. And he came out with Big Cat Bingo. So this is all about Tiger Woods coming back, and he writes pitching, driving with twirl, Sunday red shirt. Where did you see him wearing a Sunday red shirt?
Oh, he posted the video when he hit the drive. He was wearing a red shirt, and so it really jumped out. It was kind of like this great moment. It was, not only was he hitting a full shot, but he was wearing a red shirt. It got everybody excited, and it was on a Sunday when he posted it. So I wonder if he just wears a red shirt
all the time,
even if he's not playing or not. You know, he's going to the grocery, he's going to church or something. He's wearing a red shirt on Sunday, apparently. So it was fun to see that again.
And then there was the stinger. So when you wrote the article, you said we don't have the return to yet, right?
Right. Right, exactly. Now we do. Very excited. We have the return. We're going to have a pre-tournament conference where he said, someone asked him, "Well, hey, do you really think you can win?" And he says, "Of course I do. I don't tee it up if I don't think I can win." And then hopefully we don't have the inevitable re-injury of the back and WG. I know. I'm saying it, maybe if I say it out loud and I expect it, it won't happen this time.
Yeah, so, because what? Yeah, this is something I do not want to watch again. Okay.
I know.
This would be number three. I do not want to see him grab his back because it's just so, there's something more than it being Tiger Woods not being able to play golf. It's something about the whole human essence of a person collapsing in front of you and their whole life sort of just like becoming a pile. Everything just goes sideways when the back goes. I mean, what does it do? And after all the operations, what in the world could they possibly do for the man at this point?
Exactly. I mean, supposedly this fourth procedure was drastically different and, very aggressive.
They came from the inside. They approach the spine from not from the back, but from the front, going.
And they fused it.
They fused it.
Yeah, right. So that apparently that makes the movement there a lot tougher to do. I know if anybody's ever had anything fused, it really shuts you down. But we'll see. It's supposed to make the pain kind of go away. There have been other people who've had this procedure and come back, including Lee Trevino. Now, this was later in his career. It's not like he did this during his prime. Mm-hmm. But Lee Trevino, Larry Nelson, guys were able to come back and play really good golf and more importantly, play pain-free golf. So, when a lot of people think, oh, here we go again, there's no chance. There is a chance this time just because it is a different procedure and we haven't seen him undergo this procedure yet. So we have to let it play out. Now you just hope that he's not coming back too early. We know how patient he has been with this stuff, but or tried to be at least. But this one, when he announced that he was having that surgery in April, we just assumed we wouldn't see him again this year. So him coming back this year, I mean, it shows you he's feeling really good, which is exciting. But again, yes, you're going to, cringe every time he cringes. You're going to, hold your breath every time he takes a big swing. And we're just going to have to let this play out. And we're going to have to let it play out much more than this event because, as we saw last year, he looked great in this event last year. And the problems came a few months later.
Exactly. It was like, right. Why do you have to push yourself? Okay, so you say in The Grind, Alex Myers writes The Grind, senior writer, Golf Digest magazine, Tiger's eye-opening quote. What was Tiger's eye-opening quote?
Said, I can't believe how far I'm hitting the golf ball. Eye-opening. I jumped out of my seat. I'm serious. I was so excited. I said, man, that is great news. And then he went on and he said, I'm not even trying to hit it, my normal distance, and I'm back to my normal numbers, is what he said. So it's an effortless power, he's basically saying. He's not even swinging hard, and he's hitting the ball far. So he basically said, he went on to say that the past few years, he didn't even realize how much his back was holding him back. Even when it maybe wasn't even painful or not, he just wasn't able to do the same stuff, wasn't able to get the same speed. And now he's saying that even though he's not going after it super, super aggressively yet, he's back to hitting it as far as he used to. Again, this is all from his mouth.
Right, this is all Tiger.
On the course. But that was the day that it came out. He talked about rolling back the ball and everybody went nuts. That was a big quote, don't get me wrong. But I saw this quote and I said, whoa. Yeah. This is the headline. This right here is the headline. Tiger Woods is hitting, can't believe how far he's hitting the golf ball. I got very excited about that.
Yeah, he just found the better shaft.
he got fitted properly or something. Who knows? But
Danielle,
but,
stop.
We'll have to see. We'll have to see if it's true or not.
So are you buying or selling Tiger Woods?
Oh, man, I'm buying Tiger Woods.
Okay.
I can't. First of all, the guy could, walk down the street and wave, and we would go nuts about it. We're just happy to see him standing up and moving around. So if he does anything on the golf course, oh, my goodness. I mean, we're going to be going nuts over it. So I'm just excited that we're even talking about him again because, again, I didn't think we were going to be talking about him until next year at the earliest. For a second straight year, we're going to actually be excited about watching some golf in December. I mean, when does that ever happen? And we're all going to be holding our breath watching it. But at least he's making an effort because at the President's Cup, when he answered that question, when he was asked, do you see a scenario in which you do not return to competitive golf? And he said, definitely. That was, man, I was devastated when I heard that.
Yeah.
I mean, I could not only devastated, but stunned because this is a guy who still thinks he can break Nicklaus's record and this and that. I've never heard him, admit to defeat almost so easily like as that day. And now, again, who knows? He was just taking us all for a loop because 2 weeks later, he's putting out these videos of him in the stingers and the drives and everything else. But at that moment, you thought, wow, this really might be the end of Tiger's playing career. And how sad would that be? He's not even 42 yet. So we've had such an about face then in these, weeks that came after
that I don't know how you can't be excited, because if he shows us anything compared to what we heard at that President's Cup press conference, it's all gravy. I mean, it's fantastic just that he's even given it a go.
I just hope he can get it across the pond.
Yeah.
That shipping demonstration was like, oh my goodness gracious.
Yeah. We've
go home, Tiger. Go practice some more.
Moments, some sad moments these past few years. Like you said, I mean, you just see a great athlete like that just reduced to looking that pitiful. I mean, let's be honest.
Yes,
I mean, it's stunning and it's sad. And I think, you know, I know he had the DUI, which was awful, and hopefully he's gotten help for that, and hopefully he's better for that now. But other than that, I don't know if there's ever been a time where people have rooted harder for Tiger Woods than they are now. I mean, even I have friends who rooted against him at his peak, which I don't know how they did, but they did. And now they are going nuts about it. I mean, they want him to come back. They want him to prove everybody wrong that he's done. And I just think it's incredible. I mean, this would be, you know, again, we got a long, long way to go. But if he could do anything, I mean, ever even win another regular event, it would be maybe the greatest comeback in the history of sports. Certainly, if he ever got back to on top of golf in winning even a major, it would be the greatest comeback. I mean, it would be amazing. I mean, at least up there in the pantheon of greatest comebacks. Let's put it that way. I know the Ben Hogan's accident is probably number one forever. Will never be top. But what all Tiger's gone through and the amount of years that he's gone through it, this would be an incredible story.
The fact that Ben Hogan came back from that accident and was able to still win in golf tournaments makes it possible for Tiger Woods to pull this off, given the level of medical care that he has access to. Just a second here. We are KPUA Hilo, KGU FM Honolulu, KGU AM Honolulu, KONI Lanai City, KTOH Kalaheo. I'm talking with Alex Meyer, senior writer, Golf Digest magazine. And he has the grind. Every, I think it's Tuesday, it comes out on Tuesday.
Right.
He's buying and selling, looking back at what happened the week in the, I'm not going to ask him to give up. You know, I was looking at Henrik Stenson's bizarre injury. I don't think they're going to be like hanging these guys from cables again. Do you?
No, I don't. I mean,
I hope that, not.
That's, now I know Henrik has now backtracked a little. He issued a statement saying that his quote about people thinking he was Superman was just, it didn't mean the promotion. I don't really buy that. I think he was definitely talking about that and talking about, because someone else had said that he wasn't happy. He was kind of pressured into doing it. I know I was surprised when I saw Dustin Johnson doing it and Henrik Stenson and Haopeng Li, obviously not as big of a name. So you say, hey, can you do this for us? And they go, sure. But Henrik now said, oh, I'm happy to promote their tournaments. They've been great for golf. And that's great. He said that. But he definitely, I think, was talking about that injury. And, you know, it's unfortunate because you don't, obviously, we talk about a guy's hanging from the ceiling. They're not going to obviously put guys in danger. But certainly it was an awkward position for him to be in. And if he did strain something and hurt his ribs, you know, you could see it happening. But yeah, I agree. I don't think we're going to see the guys hanging from buildings next year. It'll probably be something a little more tame.
Yeah, and what we're talking about, this was like these guys were supposed to be supermen. They were hanging from cables, suspended above. And, you know, actors who do that are trained in moves to lift their legs in ways. I mean, it takes a huge, it's a different move than a golf swing.
And this is these guys are just getting thrown right into it that day. I'm sure there's not a lot of preparation or anything. They just, they show up and they're kind of told, hey, could you do something? Okay, fine. And they show up and they're like, what? Are you serious? But they go along with it good for them. And, it was a little crazy. But that tournament in, specifically has some of the wildest photo shoots. We've seen stuff for years. Anybody out there who's seen any of these crazy pictures when, you know, guys are having like sword fights or this and that. It's usually from this WGC HSBC Champions. And before it was an official PGA Tour event, these guys were getting appearance fees and, you know, really good appearance
fees. Like $1 million.
Tiger was getting millions to show up there. So, you know, you see Tiger posing with you know, drinking some coffee or doing this and that and looking kind of silly for a little, it's well worth it. I mean, he's getting paid a lot. But now it's an official PGA Tour event, so technically they're not allowed to get appearance fees. But the photo shoots have continued. And, yeah, this year they were all hovering over. Hideki Matsuyama was lucky. He got to just stand on the ground and kind of guard his trophy as the guys came after him. And, but so we'll see if Justin Rose, he won this year. We'll see what he gets to do next year, if they even have these shoots at all.
Okay. Before we go to Bernard Langer, which is like, oh my goodness. You know, I mean, he's won 33% of his starts this year, 7 out of 21. He ranks first in scoring, birdies, ball striking, all around, GRI, putting. Bernard Langer, he's won the last two events of this Charles Schwab Cup. Yep. One of the biggest comebacks at this point of in golf, it would be Bernard Langer actually getting back into contention. He's even right now after two rounds. Gosh, you know, or after one round, I should say. He's even after one round, 71. But he's got three guys ahead of him by, I don't know. They're a seven under. Lee Jansen is seven under. Paul Guidos is seven under. Vijay Singh is seven under. They all shot 64s. Jerry Smith, 65. Glenn Day. So there's all these people ahead of Bernard Langer. I just want to ask you, what do you think of the reshuffle? He was so far ahead of everybody.
I was just going to say, I was wondering if you're going to ask. Yeah, it's the same with the FedEx Cup, too. I know a few years ago you had, I think, Rory McIlroy won a couple events in a row, and he'd really seized hold of it. But then he had that reshuffle before the final event. And, you know, I understand why they do it. Of course, they want a little more drama. They want to give some other guys a chance. But, yeah, there's certain situations, and this clearly being one of them, where if Bernard Langer doesn't win the season-long Schwab Cup, he got robbed. Let's be honest. He got absolutely robbed because you mentioned all the stats, all the wins. This is one of the most dominant seasons we've seen on any tour
in
recent history. I mean, for sure. I mean, you mentioned some of the stats. I saw some stats. He has the best, I think, putts per greens and regs. And this is a guy who never was considered even a great putter, by the way. I mean, he had, you know, he did the anchoring. And I know there's been the controversy if he does or not. I don't think he does. He wouldn't do that. But this is a guy who struggled with his putting throughout the years. He has the best putts per greens and regulation in history since they've recorded that stat on any tour. So it's just remarkable how not only that he's done it, but how he's done it. He's become a great putter. And yeah, you're right. It would. I know he's got a couple more rounds, but it just shows that you can't do it every week. I mean, he's as a machine as they come, but you can't do it every week. And it would be unfortunate if the one week he doesn't win, someone jumps ahead of him and takes this season-long trophy. I know he's won it three times in a row. I know, you know, it's kind of enough's enough. But this year of all years, he deserves it. Yeah. Yeah.
Alex Myers, senior writer, Golf Digest Magazine. Thank you so much for being on the show. Real pleasure talking with you.
You got it, Danielle. Enjoy that great weather out there.
I will do.
The rest of the weekend.
Next time I ask, you'll probably be going to another wedding. So I'll start asking further in advance.
Sounds good.
Aloha. Awesome.
Thank you. Take care.
We're going to come back and talk with Bob Foreman. He's the owner of Golf Fit Carolina, and he has such an incredible background. Exercise physiologist, certified golf fitness instructor, author, and speaker right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
After a year of searching, I found the perfect building for my new 30,000-foot showroom and office. I asked the architect what to do about the flooring. She just smiled and said, call Futurastone. They can turn a dirty, bumpy slab into a work of art. Super low maintenance, yet tough as nails. It's not paint. It's polished concrete as seen in Architectural Digest. Call Futurastone at 841-7433. It needs to be done right, on time, and on budget.
There's nothing like a good round of golf.
Want to have more fun and play better? Golf easier with the coaching of Master PGA teaching professional Claude Brousseau. Claude will simplify your game, scratch golfer or just beginner. As a two-time Aloha Section PGA Teacher of the Year, now with the Ko'olina Golf Academy, you will get great results and improve. Call Claude at 808-870-1422 or email him at claudeforbestgolf@gmail.com. That's Claude Brousseau at 808-870-1422. Have more fun and stop buying lunches for your group.
Yeah, yeah. A mongoose stole my ball. What's the rule on that?
Let's get back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
I just want to remind you about the Kahala coffee shop. There is, it's new. It's called Good Day Coffee, and they have excellent cappuccinos and espressos, and the coffee comes straight from the Big Island. They're right inside the consignment center across the street from Kahala Mall. Outside seating, Wi-Fi is free. They're dog friendly. Really nice alternative to the other places or place. It's right across from the Kahala Mall. Lots of parking and very comfortable. Bob Foreman, owner, GolfFitCarolina.com. And I'm just really impressed with everything that Bob has done in his career. But I really like the title of his book, Better Your Body to Better Your Game. Now, we all come in different shapes and sizes. And we were just talking about Tiger Woods and his issues. And we're talking about then Bernard Langer at 60, dominating. I mean, the way the man is playing is incredible. I think he's maybe 5 pounds heavier or lighter than he was in his 30s. Bob Foreman, welcome into the clubhouse.
Thanks, Danielle. It's good to be back.
Just let's talk a little bit about keeping one's shape. Better your body to better your game. This functional golf fitness training is your forte. Tell us a little bit about.
Well, I've been working with golfers now for just about 10, 11 years. And, it's all about helping golfers identify and correct the physical deficiencies that we all have. Muscle tightness, muscle weakness, muscle imbalance. And that's due to lifestyle, whether we sit a lot during the day. It's due to being active, because when you're active, you tend to strengthen muscle. And when you strengthen muscle, you tighten muscle. So we all have these deficiencies. I mean, I've assessed hundreds of golfers, all levels, and I've yet to have someone go through the assessment and pass every single component. So, and on the average, I'd say most golfers have 4, 5, 6 major deficiencies that can impact their movement efficiency and also can be triggers to injury. So really the key in fitness, and this is kind of an up-and-coming thing in fitness, and actually, the TPI program really kind of drew it out for the golf industry. I mean, when you think about that, golf is a 100-year-old sport, and just relatively 10 years ago, this technology came out that basically changed the sport. So, I mean, it's all about identifying and correcting those deficiencies to keep symmetry so you can move better and move pain-free.
Bob Foreman is internationally recognized as a leader in the field of golf fitness, formerly Director of Fitness and Wellness at Congressional Country Club, Master's of Science degree in Exercise Physiology, certified golf fitness instructor through the Titleist Performance Institute. That's what he means by TPI. He holds a certification in Applied Functional Science from Gray Institute and certified personal trainer through the American College of Sports Medicine. So you've got a top 10 golf fitness must-haves. That list, has that changed much?
No. I mean, it's relative to all ages, all levels, male, female.
So, number one, balance between the chest and the upper back muscles for a neutral spine and address. Yeah, how does that come out of balance? And how do I get it back into balance?
Well, very easily, and it's an epidemic, really, in golf these days. And what happens when you get into that rounded shoulder posture that many of us have, You know, you take that onto the golf course and it becomes a C posture, it's called. And it's very relevant today, like I say, in all levels because of the computer, because of cell phones. Every dentist practically that I work with has that rounded shoulder posture and the C posture when they're playing golf. And it comes because of the fact that the body adapts to the position that it's placed in most of the time. So when you're sitting over a computer or over a patient, and you're in this position, this rounded shoulder posture, you basically shorten and tighten the muscles across the chest, and you elongate and weaken the muscles in the back, upper back. So that allows for that shoulders to fall forward, and that can lead to neck and shoulder problems, shoulder impingement. It reduces the efficiency of the heart and the lungs. And on the golf course, like I say, it shows up as a C posture, which basically limits your ability to take the club back into the backswing. So a lot of golfers lose power.
You know, just, you know, lose power. That yeah. scares people. That's my driver.
Yeah, it's a lot of people's drivers.
Right. So, what do I do to change that? I mean, I'm sitting here over a microphone with my paper here, my computer, and my, you know, I'm trying to sit up straight, get all straight, and then I'm wondering, am I over straightening myself? What do I do?
I don't think you can over straighten yourself, but I think a lot of people, what they need to do is combat, you know, the activities or lack of activity during the day. So two great exercises to help with the rounded shoulder posture is you got to stretch the tightness. So you get into a door frame and you put your arms up on the forearms up on the door frame so that your upper arms are parallel to the floor. And then you slowly step through the door till you feel a gentle stretch across the front shoulders and chest. And you hold that for about 15 seconds or so, and you ease back and you do that two or three times. So that's going to solve the tightness in the front. And then at the same time, you need to strengthen the weakness in the back. So what you do is you grab yourself an exercise tube, you know, those stretchable tubes that have handles on them. Yeah, you wrap it around something solid that won't move. You grab onto each handle. You extend your arms out front with the palms down and then, you know, step back from the anchor point so that you have some tension on the tube. And then you slowly pull the tubes back, keeping your elbows up high, squeezing the shoulder blades together as you do so. So that works those rhomboid muscles in your upper back to help pull the shoulder blades back to the midline of the body. So you strengthen those, you stretch the front, you help improve posture.
Wow. So I'm doing this isometrically sitting in my chair, trying to follow what you're saying and doing something like what you're saying. What if I had one of those stretchy things and stood on it? Can I get that same sort of effect of strengthening the back muscles by pulling
back? You really want to try to get it so that the anchor is level with your chest. And your arms are outstretched in front.
Yes.
And then you're going to pull back with the elbows up high. You don't want the elbows close to your body because that changes the emphasis to the lats. You want to keep your elbows up as you pull the hands kind of into the shoulders.
Yeah, that's working. When you said it decreases my organs' ability to function, that scared me just as much as decreasing my power and my swing.
Yeah. Well, it's a health issue as well. I mean, you know, there's a new term out there called text neck, and it's from cell phones. You know, everybody looking down at their cell phone and getting into that rounded shoulder, that cervical bent neck, and, you know, that the heart and the lungs are right there in the chest cavity. And when you start rounding those shoulders, you crowd those guys out and you can reduce their efficiency by up to 30%.
Wow. That's something to think about, guys, gals.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Number two is flexible hip flexors to prevent swaying of the lower back. Now, that's the S posture. And let me just say, I'm talking with Bob Foreman. He is the owner of GolfFitCarolina.com, and he has a book. It's Functional Golf Fitness Training, Better Your Body to Better Your Game. He's a certified instructor, author, educator, internationally recognized, a leader in golf fitness, master's degree in exercise physiology, worked in the fitness field for over 30 years, featured in Golf Week, several other magazines. So this is Bob, okay? You're meeting Bob. We're going to have Bob on several more times in the future. Flexible hip flexors to prevent swaying. And people talk to me about, you know, flexible hips. Why is that so important in golf?
Oh, gosh. I mean, the S posture is very prevalent amongst younger golfers and very prevalent in women because women just tend to have tighter hip flexors. Men are from Mars. Women are from Venus. I've been in the field for 35 years, and it's just the way it is. But the hip flexors, they actually start on your spine. They come through the hip and cross to the front and then are in the front part of the hip and attach to your thigh bone. But people really consider them a front thigh muscle. And when it's tight, it rotates the hip bone forward. And that increases the arch in the lower back, and you get that sway back posture. Mm-hmm. And out on the golf course, when you're over the ball at address and you have those tight hip flexors, you're in that S posture that you mentioned, and that alone is just going to destroy your back. But then you combine that, you know, with the taking of the club back and forth, the rotation of the lumbar spine, and it's just a perfect storm for back issues.
Wow. Lower back pain that so many people have a problem with the game, because they need to strengthen muscles that we're using to protect the part of the body that's not really designed for the golf swing, like twisting?
Yeah, and you know, that S posture, there are some people that still teach it because they consider it, they used to call it the athletic posture. I mean, if you're in that posture, and a lot of people don't realize they're in an S posture unless, you know, somebody's standing behind them and telling them, hey, you know, your hips are kind of tilted back. And, I mean, if they don't correct it, if they don't have back issues already, they will.
So how do you correct? And so let's say you're standing behind somebody, and I know do you mind if I touch you and show you how your hips should be?
Well, I mean, with that, obviously you want to stretch out the hip flexors. And
right.
There are, you know, a couple of different stretches you can do. You just lie on the floor. Legs extended, one leg extended, the other knee you bring up to the chest, you grab behind the knee and you just hug it into the chest. And that stretches the upper hamstring of the leg you're hugging and the hip flexor of the extended leg. So, I mean, that's a simple stretch and there's progressions to that. But if you're in that S posture as you're standing over the ball, what you basically want to try to do is pull your belly button into your spine so that it rotates the hip and flattens out the lower back.
Okay, that's what I'm asking. So what people can do, because a lot of people are so out of touch with their body, they don't even know they're standing in any kind of posture.
You're right.
They don't know how to fix it because, you know, they don't know the way they are standing in the first place. So what you just said is flatten out the spine. So it's kind of like I was standing up for a second. You got to pull your hips kind of forward and straighten out the spine in the back. And it's not a high heel look, girls. You see?
Well, Well, high heels will bring on that S posture. So if you're standing up, what you want to do is just, like I say, pull your belly button into your spine. So, and that'll, you'll feel your hip rotate a little
yes.
bit, and that'll flatten out your lower back. That's called a vacuum exercise.
That's perfect.
And that's actually a great exercise to do because it works the transverse abdominis, which is the lower abdominal muscle, which unfortunately you don't get when you're doing sit-ups and crunches and all that stuff. And it's one of the primary muscle groups for back stability.
Now, I got to ask you, we've got like 5, 7, 6 minutes left, okay?
Yeah.
So I know you didn't treat Tiger Woods. You don't treat Tiger Woods. You don't do that sort of operating sort of thing. But you must have some thoughts when you think about the operation that he had in April, and all of a sudden it's December that he's going to be playing. Does that seem soon to you?
you know, well, I've been saying for a number of years that I think Tiger is done. He unfortunately is part of a generation that, specialized in sports. And when I say specialized, I mean they just focused on one sport only.
Yes.
When you look at when he was on Mike Douglas when he was 2 years old hitting golf balls, I mean, so he grew up eating, sleeping, and drinking golf. And golf, because it's a repetitive, one-sided sport, you use a particular set of muscle groups in a particular movement pattern over and over and over again. So it will eventually create imbalances and deficiencies in your body unless you keep them in check. And then again, that's why golf fitness is becoming so popular. But if you don't, and again, this is only really 10 years old. So for those, those golfers on the tour, the Tiger Woods, the Sergios and all those guys, I mean, unfortunately, from playing the game, and to get that good, you got to play a lot. Unfortunately, I think it's come back to haunt them. And, you hear about all these injuries, and especially with Tiger on his left side, that's a tough, when you're a right-handed golfer, your left side is important to try to get that weight shift over. So, yeah, I just think at that level, it's just going to be tough for him.
Yeah, I just think it, to me, it just seems like it's really soon. He was recovering from a back injury. He came back last December, and, now he's recovering from an even more intense operation, and he's coming back in December. And, everybody, there's the lovers and there's the haters, okay? There are people who want him to fail. It seems like that it's the great divide nowadays, either if you have a position, you either love it or hate it. There's no in between. Thumbs up, thumbs down. I feel like I'm in a Roman gladiator coliseum where they're fighting out there and somebody saying, yeah, kill him or let him, let him live. I don't know.
But, yeah, I mean, you want the guy to be healthy. I mean,
yes.
That's the bottom line. And, I don't know if he's going to be able to be competitive, Tiger never fails to surprise you. But I just think with all the physical ailments you got, to play competitively at that level is tough. Then it becomes a mental game as well because you're thinking on any one swing, my back could go, my leg could go. So, I just hope, all the best for him, obviously, and just hopefully he can, live a healthy life.
Bob Foreman, owner of GolfFitCarolina.com. Go to GolfFit, and it's GOLFIT. So don't put two Fs in there. It'll mess things up. GolfFit.com. Carolina.com. There are videos and lots of information that you need, not just for your game, but for your overall health. And that's the beauty of what I found with Bob Foreman. Thank you so much for being on the show. A real pleasure hooking up with you again. And you'll have to be on real soon because we need to talk about, aging, the natural changes, the perception, and, what we can do about that. And all the different things that I've been discovering. We have to take it one step at a time.
That's for sure. And yeah. It's my pleasure. I enjoyed being on with you.
Thank you very much, Bob. We'll talk soon.
All right, Danielle. You too.
Aloha. Thank you, all the people who make this show possible. I could not do it without you, Futura Stone. Futura Stone's master craftsman. I mean, when they talk about polished concrete, it's really hard for you to say, yeah, polished concrete, big deal. Oh, no, you have no idea how beautiful it is and how much work goes into polishing it. And then it's beautiful. And then if you want to add color, well, then it becomes just magnificent. You'd never believe. Anyway, you need to see it to believe it. You need to go to their showroom. So if you would like to turn your building, your warehouse, your showroom, or your home project into artwork, and they've got not just polished concrete, they've got natural stones you can use. They specialize in the Brazilian quartzite flagstone. They have AquaPave on-site stormwater source control systems. That's something that's a big issue right now with the amount of rain that we're having and the different issues that we have with our water, keeping the stuff out of the water supply. They've got interlocking concrete pavers. They have Roman stack walls, Futurastone, and I'm just scraping the surface of what's available to you. Get in touch with Futurastone, only the best. And of course, the folks at Creative Plumbing. Wonderful, whether a building, a shopping center, a store, whether you're putting together a custom home on a mountaintop or a townhouse on a flat piece of ground, hopefully. Well, no, it doesn't have to be. It can be creative because that's what it's all about. It's Creative Plumbing. A new build, a renovation, or a repair. Call Creative Plumbing. They've been serving Hawaii for over 40 years. It's got to be done right. It's Creative Plumbing. Thank you for your mana. May you hit the sweet spot every time. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club radio show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week and we'll tee it up together only on The Golf Club.
Copyright 2017.